JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Scotiabank targets 3,000 individuals for Regional HIV/AIDS Testing Day, and later a disaster preparedness tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They'll probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
Alright, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Regional Testing Day is observed each year on June 24. Since 2006, Scotiabank has joined forces with the Caribbean Broadcast Media Partnership on HIV/AIDS and the Ministry of Health to encourage persons to get tested. This year's effort started earlier in June with the bank targeting 3,000 people at 16 locations island-wide.
We started our testing on June 14 at the Otoreus cruise ship pier, and that was followed on the 15th by the Falmouth cruise ship pier. Since then, we have done testing at several Scotiabank locations across the country.
Executive Director of Scotia Foundation and Director of Corporate Social Responsibility, Joylene Griffiths Irving. June 24 was the final day of testing after weeks of activities spanning several parishes.
We're going for 3,000 persons, and we're focusing on everybody who is sexually active.
HIV/AIDS counseling and testing were conducted at sites across the island, including Spanish Town, Port Antonio, St. Anne's Bay, Hagley Park Road, Santa Cruz, and at the Oakland Entertainment Complex in Halfway Tree.
This is a regional thing. It's happening in at least 21 countries in the Caribbean. It is with the Caribbean Broadcast Media Partnership. We've been doing this for 10 years, and we have tested over 70,000 people right across the Caribbean. Last year in the region, we tested about 16,500. We had 104 persons who were positive with HIV. And so those persons now know their status and have been able to go on to get proper treatment.
Executive Director of Scotia Foundation and Director of Corporate Social Responsibility, Joylene Griffiths Irving. Local partners included the National Family Planning Board. Goal 1, Outcome Number 3 of Vision 2030 is aimed at achieving effective social protection. This includes safeguarding the most vulnerable, including children, the elderly, and those with physical, psychological, and learning disabilities. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
And here's a disaster preparedness tip. After a hurricane, report broken sewer or water mains directly to the parish council, the public works department, or the water resources authority. That tip was from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management and the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.